This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We do have some news about the Eagles' invite to the White House. We'll get to that right after we get to your favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right, there's been a lot that, you know, as you get older, you start realizing that things happen to you for the first time, you know, and you start, you know, you got to recognize that kind of stuff. It's all part of the growing up process.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened to me today, and I kind of needed it because I was trying to think of something funny for the top five. This moment happened, and it was like, there it is.
Okay, magic. So it's going to be in the top
five. It's going to be in the top five.
Okay.
All right, so the five things that have happened to me for the first time recently.
Okay.
Number five is I'm beginning to think, not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been wrong about Jalen.
Wow.
Might be.
But now, when did this come to you, and what was
probably the Devontae dagger, but, you know.
Oh, you waited till it went until you went up 34-0 for you to finally give it up.
Well,
he's got some. He has some aura about him. I'll put that out there.
Wow.
Not right to say he's elite.
No.
We don't need to go down that road again.
Okay.
But the door is open.
Let me ask you this. Now that the door is open and you're thinking that you might be wrong, do you think that you may root for him to be even better, thereby proving you even more wrong?
That'll be a tough one.
Okay.
But we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Wow, that's huge news.
Big just,
yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Been thinking about it, you know, and we're all about honesty on this show.
Yep.
And I feel like I had to put that out there.
Okay.
Beginning
okay.
to think I might be wrong.
Now, have I made you look bad by conceding some things about him have?
Okay. This is a solo mission.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
This is I'm like Mad Mike. Not like, you know, but hearing him yesterday.
Oh, he's a broken
like
man.
A broken man.
Yeah.
You can't know? Even
he's
cheer for the
a
Eagles.
Broken man.
He can't even cheer for the Eagles, man.
Yeah.
And
he's
I don't
ruined
wanna be,
it.
And I don't want to be that guy.
No.
Yeah. Because I do root for the Eagles. But
well,
quarterback, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, and we don't need you.
Yay.
You know, the kids. Let the kids grow up Eagles fans.
Yes.
Nothing worse than being the kid that's in school that you root for another team while everybody else is rooting for the same team.
And I don't want that.
I was that guy.
Yeah, because you're a natural contrarian. Yeah.
I am. Yes.
But this will make you proud, Ike, is every when I take walks around Westchester,
yeah.
you know, a lot of the storefronts have Eagles emblems on them.
Yeah.
And every time Walker just points and goes, So he's locked in.
Wow.
He knows.
Yeah. He's even starting the DB.
Yeah, no, that's a Fritz staple.
Yeah.
He didn't have his first word out, so you got to get the E down
yeah.
a little bit. The fourth thing that's happened to me recently is I'm starting to realize I'm one of the older guys at work.
It's the worst moment.
It's a tough one. I've always been the young, like, you know, I'm one of the guys.
Yep.
But now I think I've graduated from not being one of the young, like, cool whipper snapper kids. You know what I mean? That's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
So that happened to me while I was at WISP. I remember looking around and saying, because I was the young guy. I started YSP. I was a van driver, whatever. But even when I was a DJ, I was 22 years old.
Yeah, I started here when I was 22.
Yes. And then you wake up one day, you look around, you're like, wait a minute. Everybody's younger than me now.
Yeah.
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Like Morgenstein's like 23, 24.
It's ridiculous.
And like, the funniest part's happening to me. And this is going to sound egotistical. I'm not trying to sound egotistical. But they'll say, like, I grew up listening to you.
Well, that's egotistical.
I know, yeah. But it's a weird thing to think.
Kenny Fritz over there.
Yeah, hold on.
Kenny Fritz.
It's a big deal for me.
Yeah, well, who the hell's saying they grew up listening to you?
Well, Morgenstein listened to my podcast. A lot of the local Phillies fans listen to the pod, Ike.
Yeah.
He doesn't know they're pulling his tail.
Yeah. Nah, there's no pulling his tail.
Well, when I hired Fritz, Fritz was the Rights to Ricky guy when I hired him. He stopped listening as soon as I hired him.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Listening as soon as I hired him.
I didn't need it anymore.
Yeah.
I heard all your Sixers takes. Yeah. You know?
I agree with you.
So true.
Yep. The third thing that's happened to me recently is I realized that friends don't like being gatekept. So I'm a gatekeeper.
Yes, of everything.
And I have my one buddy who has been posting nonstop about the Eagles, you know, winning the Super Bowl. And I finally snapped because he didn't care about the Eagles like 4 years ago. And now he's acting like he's the biggest Eagles fan in the world. So I sent him a simple quiz of things you got to get right. The base level if you want to be an Eagles fan.
You can't do that.
But he went 0-3.
Who cares?
I care.
When teams get better, that's when people come in and that's when they start learning. You can't expect everyone who becomes a fan to start reading about 20 years ago.
Yeah, but he's older than me. Like, it's not like I'm who broke T.O.'s leg in 04 should be simple baseline knowledge.
Was he a fan of a different team or did he just not care about football?
No, he's always been a quote-unquote Eagles fan, but now it's like nonstop posting about how special this is. Oh. You know, just come on. We got to gatekeep a little bit.
Yeah. Why? Listen, some fans, you know, like Seltzer is still celebrating, right? You know.
He can't wipe that smile off his face.
Yeah, you know. Listen, I have a little bit of a proud gleam to myself about the Eagles 2-time champion, you know. It's there.
You should tell this guy. You know what you know what you should do? Instead of quizzing him, say, hey, you should know Roy Williams broke T.O.'s leg. You should know this, that, and the other. Like, that's what you should do.
You know what this is about. This is about more fans clinging to the Eagles that aren't clinging to the Phillies.
No, it's not.
So you have to always gatekeep who's a true Eagles fan when you're not even a true Eagles fan
at
the time.
Because all I hear is I'm not an Eagles fan, but I could rattle off everything about the Eagles.
But you hate
them. Work in this business, though.
Yeah, but I've lived with the team my entire life. All I've cared about my entire life is the Phillies and the Eagles.
I know that.
He also gatekeeps Phillies fans.
Yeah, 2022, you think it was like...
Different reason, though.
What was the reason?
That's because the reason he gatekeeps Phillies fans is because he wants to know whether or not you're a true Phillies fan or you're jumping on the bandwagon of the Phillies.
Well, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
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 I think the gatekeeping has to stop.
It does.
Except for the show. If people say they're a big fan of the show, that's when we have to start asking them questions because they have to know everything.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say it is funny.
Yeah.
That you ask people. Now, the T.O. thing, someone should know. How old is he again?
I think 31, 32.
No, he was 7?
Oh, hold on. I was born in 94. We were 10, 11.
Okay, well, 10 years old.
Which at least made to say it was against the Cowboys.
Sure, you should be able to say it.
All right, here's my other question.
You wanted to know Roy Williams?
Yes, I want you to know Roy Williams. Anyway, here's my other question.
Yes.
Who picked off Kyle Orton in the 2013 Dallas game to clinch the NFC title, NFC's title in 2013? Who was it?
Brandon Boykin.
Oh,
yeah. I don't remember.
Baseline. Yeah. Baseline.
Well, then I guess I'm not an Eagles fan.
That's
either,
not a baseline question. Why do I even remember that?
Yeah.
That's not a baseline question.
So I did run it by my one friend who's like a diehard. He's like, that's a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a little.
I was like, you said that. And I was like, well, I guess I can't be an Eagles fan either because I don't know that was Brandon Boykin.
Tough one, yeah.
The second thing that's happened to me for the first time is, you know, many people, I think Spike and probably Ike included, they've told me I got to grow a backbone. You know what I mean? Like, sack up a little bit.
Yes.
Well, so I finally pulled the, I'm going to cancel my subscription with the service provider to get a better deal. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're going
to
do that.
Yeah, because I felt like I was getting ripped off.
Did it work?
So I threatened to leave. Yeah, I got a pretty good deal.
You got to threaten to leave on the phone.
Always threaten to leave. Yeah. It's a pretty good trick that my parents have been telling me about for a while, but I never had the stones to do it.
Well, I don't have the patience to do it. So I just let Renee call people and threaten them to, you know.
When
you, I'm like, my thing is, I'm going to let the bulldog out on you now. And my wife starts calling.
That's not
me.
What you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, that's not what you really want.
Yep. You get, when you're negotiating like that, they got to know that you're going to walk out the door. And if they know you're, that's the only way you're going to get the best deal is if they think you might walk out the door.
See, I feel like you were, like, this is something you love, Spike. Like, you love that. You're a negotiation guy.
In certain respects, I am. It's an uncomfortable thing, the negotiation.
Not a fan of it.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Well, I'm not uncomfortable with other people are.
Yeah, yes.
What in the heck is going on?
But the number one thing that happened to me for the first time, and it happened right before the show started, is former Eagle Rasheed Bailey was in the building.
Yep.
And it was,
he likes the show, by the way.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Division III player.
Yep.
We bonded over that.
Canadian Football League player as well.
Two-time champ.
Yep.
So we go to...
Is that Winnipeg?
Yeah. There's a W on it.
Okay. Well, no duh. I saw the W. I don't know if there's another W team in Canada.
That's probably fair.
He was saying he likes the takes. That's what he said. He was like, I like you guys. You got takes. And I was like, well, that's my kind of guy.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
You bring him in.
But I got Obama memed at the end of our conversation. And what I mean by that is, you remember when President Obama went through the Team USA basketball, you know, locker room, and every black player, he gave a little dap up.
Oh,
and then a bro hug.
Dude, he did give me the handshake.
I got the handshake.
I
got the bro hug.
He did give me the handshake, too. Twice.
Wow.
When I met him and then when I said goodbye, I got the regular handshake.
I was like, wow, it's a thing.
It's not a thing.
Mm.
Here's what I think it is. I think it's more of a player thing. Because I greet all players that way.
Right.
I greet all players the same way, whether it's Coop, whether it's Lane, whether it's Jordan Mailata. Like, I, you know, players greet each other that way with the dap and the bro hug.
Can I be honest with you? When he gave me the handshake, I was like,
Well, you're not a big bro hug guy, are you?
I'm not a bro hug guy, but this...
Have you ever hugged anyone?
Yes, I'm a hugger. I'm like, wait a minute, you're the guy that doesn't like touching anyone. Yeah.
Well, you're the unemotional person.
Yes.
Oh, with a few beers. I'm a hugger.
Dude, I saw you with a few beers in
New Orleans.
Yeah, well, you hugged your phone.
Dude, you guys are making such a big deal out of that.
What, the phone?
Like no one else is on their phone. Why is it such a big deal when I'm on my phone?
Because you're on your phone more than ever.
But when I'm at home, I can't be on my phone, so I get a little free time.
Yeah, okay.
What are you doing, though, is the point?
He's looking at Twitter.
That's what I'm like, man, what are you doing? That's the point.
Yeah, but I'm engaged in the conversation.
Well, okay. That's why four out of every five top five of fives, here's things that I don't like that people are saying to me on Twitter. That's why. He's looking at it.
Name the last time I've done that.
All right.
Yeah, we get it. You deleted it off your phone.
That's not what I'm bringing up. I'm just bringing up that you are on your phone an extraordinary amount. And I noticed it in New Orleans when you were at dinner looking at your phone. It's a big no-no for me. At dinner, looking at your phone. All right, this hour is brought to you.
A lot of rules with Spike.
Well, I'm just saying. We're
no TVs in the bedroom.
There are a lot of rules. Okay. Yeah, I lived by myself for a long time. I didn't get married until I was 38. You know, you get used to the way that you like it.
Yeah, that is late.
It is.
Yeah, that's late.
Yes. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Get 40... No, not year-end sale. Why do I always say that? The year is already over. It's the big...
I'm an idiot.
I am in it. It's a big winter sale, which is even bigger. 40% off every window and door through February. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right. So, Jack, you said that... So, here was the story yesterday. Story yesterday was the Sun in the UK came out and said the Eagles aren't going to go to the White House. And then Clay Travis said... That's not true. We don't know yet. And then Adam Schefter and even Ike, I believe, knew this as well for Insider of the Year, that the Eagles would accept and would be happy to accept the invitation to the White House. So President Trump said this today.
The Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. Are they being extended an invitation?
They will be. We haven't yet, but we will be. I thought it was a great performance by them. And absolutely, they'll be extended that invitation. Would you do that right away, by the way?
Sir.
We'll do it right away. We're going to do it sometime today. And they deserve to be down here, and we hope to see them.
See, what I need is somebody around me all the time for when I forgot to do something.
Yeah.
I just go, hey, can we just do that right away?
Can we get that done today?
Yeah, just the, yeah. It's one of the advantages it must be of being president. Is
no,
like
you just one of many.
One of many. Yes. Well, they have this kitchen that'll make them whatever they want. You know, you just go, hey, could I just get an omelet?
Yeah, you're not getting French fries in there.
No.
If you want them, you would.
No, yes. But with his case, everywhere he goes, he's like, I got to get French fries.
Yes. Yes.
More of his rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the White House visit.
Can we? Yeah. Looks like that'll happen.
Didn't get to do that either.
Yeah. Well, you didn't win at any level.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate that.
A championship.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't win any.
Well, you won games. You won plenty of games.
Yeah, I did win games.
You were a winner.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Thank you.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
Proving my point even more. The Nets' last Super Bowl just pushes you further and further down the list.
Yeah.
That's why you and Few had another conversation at the parade. Like, we mattered, right?
I'll say to somebody, I'll go, Ike was like the Sidney Brown of the Eagles years ago when you were a child. Yeah,
that's when I know I'm out. Yeah. It's been a long time. Yes.
Yoshi, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I got it perfect and everything, and I just kept on talking.
Yeah, lucky I'm not still talking.
Yeah.
You right. This your show.
I told you I'm on perks today, man. I'm sitting here.
I
shouldn't even keep saying that, should I?
Still talking over you.
Well, you're not doing it for fun. You had dental work. Yeah, no, sorry, Yosh. Sorry.
How I sound?
You sound great. You're obviously on the headset today. In a handset today. You're on the phone, the regular phone.
No, I'm not on the headset. I'm on the daggone phone. Look, man, I put on 7 to 8 pounds of muscle. You know how hard it is to hold your hand to the side of your face, like when your arms are this swole?
Oh, my God.
It is very hard.
Yeah.
I've been curling. I really do.
I imagine. Like, well, you got to go through my workout plan.
Like, you don't. Boy, you need my workout plan. You need my eating plan.
Nah.
You need everything. My nutrition plan, my workout plan, them 250, 500, whatever push-ups you doing today. Come on now. What's the name? You need, because it ain't helping your strength. You ain't beat Elliott yet. So stop.
Well, we didn't have the rematch. We didn't have the rematch.
Well, what's the name? Well, me and you got to get in the lab then so
yes.
I can help you out.
Yes.
And y'all was talking about Olivia Dunn yesterday. And I started talking about we can't look at nobody. I said, well, I can't look at nobody, man, because I got children that's 30-some years old. I can't look at a soul.
You get to a certain age. You know, they're grown. 30-plus years old, you're fine. You're fine.
Let me done. She's so hot.
Oh.
Yeah,
we might have to hold that one back.
I got a daughter that's 32 years old.
It's okay, though.
I got a daughter that's 32 years old.
Listen.
You sure?
Hold on. You got a daughter that's 32? How old are you, Yosh? Hold on. Why do I ask you that like I don't have a son that's 33?
Oh, yeah, right.
Ooh, boy.
Come on, man. I got a daughter that's 33.
Yeah, why did I ask you that like I don't have a son that's 33?
Right.
You know how we do in the hood.
We're the same age.
Yoshi's 37.
Man, like, I did something wrong. That's a problem, boy. I got some super something. Come on now. And Spike do hug. Spike hug me every time he see me. Jack, don't get on this Jalen bandwagon. Stay where you at.
Oh, stay on your side.
I give up a lot of picks for Myles Garrett. Yeah, stay on your side. And I give up a lot of picks for Myles Garrett.
Me too.
Ike, I'm with you. I sick my wife on everybody when it's time to get on that phone.
Yep.
They can see them mean eyebrows to the phone. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, every year with that Sirius satellite, they be ready to charge me up. I be like, well, I'm going to just go ahead and disconnect. They do, boy. They next thing you know, they find every discount in the book for you, boy. So you tell them you leaving. And they'll come on back for you. And locker room lurker. I mean, Spike, you show that you a freak boy every day. Now you want a million fan tush march.
Yes.
I'm with it, though. I'm going to wear a pair of those Prince jeans with the butt out. And I want since you want to have a million fan tush.
Million tush march.
Whatever that is.
Yes. 2 million cheeks.
million tush marks. Well, two million cheeks.
Yep.
Let's do it. And real quick, look, man, what's the name? The tush push, I ain't the biggest fan of it, but I ain't mad that we do it. I'm kind of like Ike ain't the biggest fan, but I don't think he's mad that we're doing this a successful thing.
Yep.
But please don't blame it on injury. Because that's a bunch of bull crap. I mean, a man can fly down the field full speed and hit another man in the solar plexus, his kidney, his liver, and his floating ribs. And what's the name? And you ain't complaining about that. So what's the name? The tush push, like, come on. Let's leave it alone. Sean McDermott, stay out of it. You should have stopped having your quarterback run to the left. I mean, if we lose it, we lose it. If we don't, we don't. And Jalen, what's the name? If you squatting 620 pounds, what's the name? It shouldn't be no problem getting low and you just shove on in there yourself. I think it was Jack who said it. He does sometimes just allow himself to get pushed because, you know, he feel like, hey, they got me, you know. But I ain't mad at it. They can keep it. Don't get rid of Nolan Smith. Keep Nolan Smith. Give up all the picks you want to. Nolan Smith is an upcoming dog, and he's only 24. We see he put in the hard work. He put that muscle on. He worked on his game, and he's been having daggone Brandon tutoring him. Don't give up anything except for Nolan Smith, what's his name, as far as picks and all that good stuff. And I feel so good that you guys will not complain about me and my phone when I get off the line. Peer pressure is a mother.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike. Now I feel better.
There you go.
There we go. All
I right. love y'all, cats, baby. I still champs, baby.
Still Come champs, on. Baby. There you go.
Did you hear how good Yoshi sounded on
he
that?
He did.
You know?
Technology's turning around. Elliot had a good phone day.
Yes.
There you go.
It's amazing. All right. So, you know.
I guess nobody has landlines anymore, huh?
Dude, I miss landlines.
I still have a landline.
Do you?
Yeah. Ask me why.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, the cable company will be like.
I think that's why I have it.
It's cheaper if we give you a landline,
yeah,
too.
I think it's part of it.
Why is it cheaper if you give me a landline? I don't even understand. But okay, sure. But I've never plugged mine in.
Yeah.
I think that's the deal. So coming up next, the Sixers did play last night. And boy, if you thought that they were going to just sort of rally around each other stop the slide. Boy, it was truly awful and embarrassing. And Paul George and Tyrese Maxey just sort of sounded like babies afterwards. So we will hear what they had to say next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I am still counting on when Creed comes here this summer. I can never remember what they call the place in Camden anymore.
The Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Center.
It's just been, the Blockbuster Pavilion. It's been too many names in my lifetime. I cannot remember. I'm sorry, Freedom Mortgage. I still expect for us... to meet Scott Stapp from Creed and for him to sing 5:30 Creed with us and put a cherry on top of 5:30 Creed.
That, for people out there to know, that's how long we're going.
Yes.
Yes. Many questions about it.
Yes.
That's but then we're going to go to Higher next, right?
We can go to Higher. Or My Sacrifice.
Yeah.
My Sacrifice might be a little bit more fun to sing, I think.
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. But him singing 5:30 Creed with us. What a exclamation point. We should, yeah.
Sounds like a good show.
Absolutely,
show idea.
Yes.
Who could we do next that would annoy people? Like a Nickelback song?
I don't feel, I like Nickelback.
You can't sing like that, though.
No,
you can't
right.
let the pipes be belted.
Yeah, Scott's that belts it out.
Right,
that's a good voice. We'll have to figure it out. All right, so Sixers, I have to say, I've been watching you know, Sixers my whole life, but over the last 11 years, every single minute of every single game. Last night was a truly masterclass in not caring from the 76ers. They, from the very first minute of the game, I think the Bulls scored 39 in the first quarter and 36 in the second quarter, and they won by 30-something, but they should have won by 50. And we had Maxey playing, and we had Paul George playing, yeah. And just talk about a team that has 1,000,000% given up. That was that team last night.
I checked it at one point. They're down 42.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm good.
Yeah, we did a podcast after the game last night, and I told Mike is on vacation, so we had Andrew sitting in, and I said, we're barely talking about this game. I don't even know what to say about the game. We have to talk about everything else. I'm not talking about this. But the players had to talk about the game after the game. So here is $55 million man, Paul George, after the game.
When you guys came out of the break saying, hey, we still had a chance to make a play-in push to have the first three out of the break go like this, I guess just how shocking, surprising, disappointing, whatever adjective you want to put on it.
I mean, it's all of it. You know, we, regardless of who's playing, who's not playing, to have admirations or for this group to believe that we can be not even, you know, to get to the playoffs, but make a push towards it. I mean, we've shown no sign of a team that will compete. And, you know, we just don't have, you know, the habits of a champion or a playoff contending team would have. So, you know, to be honest right now, it's a little far-fetched. You know, all we can do is work hard and try to just keep going for one another, but we've shown no signs of a, forget championship, but a playoff contending, you know, team here.
This is just awful.
Well, like,
yeah, what the hell is he talking about?
I mean, he's right. They haven't shown it, but why haven't you,
yeah,
a player who has been in the league for 14 years, made 10 All-Star games, led teams to conference finals, I think three times, twice in Indiana, once in with the Clippers. I don't know. Why don't you do something about it? Like, why don't you do something about it? You know, I know this team can't compete for a championship without Joel Embiid. They can't. They could certainly be better than 20-37 with two all-star level players, two guys that made all-star teams last year,
yeah,
Paul George and Tyrese Maxey. Like, you guys, you can say that we don't have the habits of a champion. Why not? Why not? Why don't you? You know, like, Paul George and Tyrese Maxey should be enough to be able to look at that locker room and set an example to where the other guys want to try. Quentin mm-hmm. Grimes wants to try. Mm-hmm. Gershon Yabusele wants to try. All those guys, they're NBA players.
Yeah.
The Bulls are out there without Vucevic, without Patrick Williams. That's not a good team right there. Why are they kicking your ass all over the court? That's on you, buddy.
What was this supposed to be, some sort of reverse psychology or some motivating tactic? Like, what the hell was that? Like, what was that that Paul George was saying right there? Did he just throw the towel in on the rest of the season? Is that what he just did?
That's what it sounded like. And, well, by the way, he threw the towel in a month ago.
Yeah, I know, but it now seems like he verbally is saying it.
I want you to say, Paul George, and that's on me. Do you know what I mean? Like, that would make me, it wouldn't fix anything.
No.
But for you to take some ownership, don't just say we. Yes, I know we. But what are you doing about it? I don't expect Jared Butler to change the you know, I don't expect David Roddy to change the outcome of what's going to happen with the 76ers. I don't expect Lonnie Walker, who got here 2 days ago. You know, should do something about it, and he doesn't do anything about it. It just floats around on the court, one side to the other. Every Clippers fan who told me, oh, wait till you see, I was like, nah, they were right. He just floats around out there. He's so talented. He is a good player. He had just been a zero during this run has been, and I understand mentally, big mm-hmm. guy's not there. You don't have a mm-hmm. chance. I get it. But have a little bit, I give, what's his name? Allah. Because they're not usually negative, Kate and Allah. Mm-hmm. Allah was like, at what point does pride factor into what
50.
Is going on here?
You're down 50 to a Bulls team. It doesn't have Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Jimmy Butler, Derrick Rose. I don't even see any of those guys over there. Joe Kim Noah.
Nope. Josh Giddey.
Giddey's out there killing us last night. I mean,
yeah, Buzelis, Giddey. Yeah, what are we talking about here?
I didn't even know what I was watching last night. Oh, my God. Listen, Paul George, Here's what this is. And this goes back to the big fella. This is, they realize weeks ago, maybe months ago, that Embiid wasn't going to be playing.
Enough.
You know when you were going to be able to count on him.
Yes.
And Paul George basically threw in the towel on the season.
Yep.
That's not last night. This is what we've been seeing for the last couple of months has been when he does play, when you don't shoot the ball, you score 2 points in a game. Paul freaking George scoring 2 points in a game?
A guy that went head-to-head against LeBron.
Yeah.
In his career.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's just a classic. The big fella isn't here. What's the point? And here's why I'm disappointed in Paul George with that. Now, Maxey seems like he's defeated. But, and I'm not making excuses for Maxey, but Paul George, you see Maxey out there doing whatever he can on most nights. I understand the big fella isn't playing, but you have somebody out there playing hard, and you got the other guys, the role players, trying to give you something. If you provided a little bit of a spark, maybe we would be in a better position than we are right now.
Well, dude, here's a guy who 3 years ago on that Clippers team was supposed to be him and Kawhi. Mm-hmm. Kawhi has hurt the entire playoffs.
He took the team.
And he took the team to the Western Conference Finals. Like, this is worse than him being, you know, if he's had his knee things, the pinky thing. This is worse than him being physically unable to do it. He is not willing to do it. You know,
that's what this is.
And I hate to throw the money thing out there, but come on, man. Like, you're making as much as you can possibly make. No team was allowed to pay you more than the Sixers paid you. You're talented enough to not let this team... This team should be hovering around 500. Yeah. I'm sorry. It just should. You shouldn't be 20 games under 500. You just shouldn't. I don't care about Nick Nurse. I don't care about... You should be... As long as you're on the court, you should be mentally invested in doing whatever
you
can.
You're a Maxiar enough to win some games.
Absolutely. Look at the team they're playing last night. Yeah. They didn't have players. You know, Josh Giddey's triple doubling them. You know, I just like.
Well, we lost nine in a row. It's either eight or nine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
it's unbelievable. This is as pathetic as it is. They've lost nine in a row. They're 20-37. They're still two games out of the play-in. Right. Just imagine they would solidly be in the playoffs. The bottom of the Eastern Conference is bad enough.
Yeah.
They would solidly be a playoff team. And who knows, you know, I'm not saying it could happen, but put yourself in position to upset someone. Could you? The Knicks aren't unbeatable. You know, you get in position to play the Knicks. The Cavs are not unbeatable. Mm-hmm. You know?
The Cavs may be.
But just put yourself in position to have that conversation. So here was Maxey after the game as well.
Every time I lace my shoes up, I lace my shoes up to win. So, that's just how I feel. I'm never going to sit here and lace my shoes up and expect to lose. That's just not how I'm wired. It's not how I play basketball. It's not how I live my life. So,
he's got no joy left.
Well, yeah, but he mailed it in last night, too. He's figured out how to mail it in, too.
Yeah.
And I get it, I guess, but, like, forget about the money that people spend to go to the game. Just think about the time.
Well, because it don't cost them much now.
Well, right. Yeah, it's a dollar. But just think about the time. Yeah. The time. There's 2.5 hours of my life.
Yep.
Gone.
I was in on the game last night. I'm watching.
You didn't even try.
But for different reasons, but I'm watching.
Oh, what parlay did you have?
Well, none it hit.
Okay.
It is Luka night, though.
Oh, it is Luka night.
Who are they playing?
The Lakers.
No, who are the Lakers playing?
Oh. I literally said it like he still plays for the Mavs.
Oh, for the Mavs, yes.
I said that. You know, they're playing the Mavs tonight.
Oh.
Lakers-Mavs.
Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah. You know, Kyrie will show up. If he's playing, he'll show up for that one.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers. They're not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles do whatever it takes to trade for Myles Garrett? The final number on that, 59.1% say no. 40.9% say yes. I am with the 40.9%. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
Can I?
Feels great.
Okay, can we get the, like, when you first started, it was like, what it do?
What it do,
yeah.
Fellas?
Give me a little, let's do it again.
Yeah, where's your life at, man?
Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
No, it went down. It's just louder, but that's all right.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Hey, long day at work.
Yeah, we're never going to get there. Yep.
All right. All right. So welcome back, babysitter Jack. He might be in the Jalen Hurts Championship Club. I mean, you got to give a little more, but, you know.
It's a slow process. Yeah, it's a slow process.
He's working.
He's open to it.
But I do have a baseball point today. I know
he's alert now.
Yeah.
But before, you know, people start making their baseball takes, I'm going to say Phillies are one bench outfield piece away, one bullpen, true solidified bullpen piece in the playoffs and the regular season away for winning it. So if we can pick up two guys this season or at the deadline, then I don't think there's a team that's going to really slow us down if our team gels together and plays to the potential that all of our guys have shown us in the past couple of years.
Jack, your thoughts?
Not even that Dodgers team. Not even that Dodgers team. Yeah, I mean, listen, it'd be nice to have, but we'll see.
You saw Sasaki today, right?
Sasaki did get taken deep by Kyle Teal, yeah.
What about the OMG guy? He's still out there, right?
Yeah.
He'd be a fun guy.
Take the Mets magic?
Yes.
I mean, we gotta have an everyday guy in the outfield. We can't have
it's Kepler.
We don't know what Kepler's gonna bring.
Well, he's gonna be the everyday guy.
We need a guy. We need a guy that can produce, that can hit about 20 dingers, 25 dingers, get on base. And
yeah, Kepler did that 2 years ago. Okay, Andrew, come on.
Yeah,
get Kepler'd up.
Kepler's all right. I mean, got to see more out of him, but
the bargain bin fills.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But
it's like we went to an outlet store. We got like the thing that looks exactly like the designer thing, but there's something wrong with it. You know.
Yeah, it's. I mean, do we trust the young guys? Do we trust Crawford? Do we trust Miller? I think we can throw them on the bench this season, late in the season, and see what they can do to help. I love Painter. Painter's gonna be a beast. Sanchez looks like he's going to be a beast, but we need a really, really good bullpen guy because every other NL team's got it.
All right.
All right.
Well, are they going to – thank you for the call, okay? Are they going to get a bullpen guy? Well, I guess it depends on how they look. You know, if they're in contention, I would imagine they'll make a move, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anybody not signed yet out there that you think
there's
is a difference maker?
There's some interesting names.
Okay.
Apparently they're looking for a – they want to get a veteran bat on a minor league deal. So they don't want to pay him. And then they want to find another bullpen-ish piece.
Okay.
But they're not going to shell out a lot of money at this point.
Reese in Philly, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys.
What did you do, Reese?
This is not one of those phone calls where I'm going to talk. I'm probably going to yell a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if any of you Sixers that are actually playing for our team are listening. But how dare you lose by like 30 or 42 points? The disrespect that you put on our city's name is unreal. That is ridiculous. I cannot believe that both Maxey and our $55 million man played in this game last night and lost by this much. It's disrespectful to all of us. I mean, we should all be irate this today. It's wild. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I almost don't want to focus it on all of them because Yabusele's out there getting his eye scratched. Grimes is
crazy.
Playing like all the scrappy guys are scrapping away. It's the two guys who should be able to like I'm not saying they can do it every night, but on a night when they need
it. Last night should have been a game they won.
Yes. Maxey and George should go in there, score 70 points combined, and they should be able to win that game. The Bulls weren't even at full strength.
Availability is availability, and Paul George is available. Why is it that he can't? Did he really have 2 points at $55 million, 2 points last night?
No, I don't think he had 2 points. Did he have two? He didn't have 2 points last night, did he?
No.
Paul George? Yeah, yeah. No, I think he scored like 17 or something last night. But a couple weeks ago.
He scored last night.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, he scored two.
That's like, that's Tobias Harris type stuff.
Well, hold on.
Wow.
Tobias.
Tobias did have 0 points in the final playoff.
Oh, that's wild. You guys have a good day.
All right, Reese.
Oh, poor Reese.
Jalen is Super Bowl MVP, Reese. Just remember that.
Oh, we lost him. All right.
That's okay. I just wanted to get him on the way out of there.
Jay and Roxburgh. Oh.
Tobias does have the players with a plus minus of at least plus 200 since January 1st.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic and SGA.
Well, look at Jokic. Oh, well, I was thinking Vucevic for some reason.
Oh, no, Jokic.
Yeah. Well, there he is. He's a winner. And finally, he's got a coach that can coach forwards.
Unlike Nick Nurse.
Yeah. Israel, you're on WIP in Southwest Philly. What's up, man?
What's happening, fellas? What's going on?
Speakerphone. Oh. Speakerphone.
How y'all know?
Well, because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, we do this.
Let me take you off of it.
There you go.
Jeez Louise.
Hello?
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, so I was getting in the car, getting out of my work van and getting in the car. Listen, I'm like, hold up. What are they talking about? Oh, yeah, they're talking about Myles Garrett. And I'm trying to think more like Howie with, you know, the hot sound ready thing and the age thing. So I don't want to get rid of Nolan. I will give up a first for him, but not two firsts.
I think you can take the Nolan thing out of your mind. I don't think they would trade a player. I think it probably takes two firsts for Myles Garrett. That would be my guess.
I'll give you a first and a third. I'll give you a first and a third.
Got it. Sold. There. I wish I was the GM of the Browns.
Yeah. What's going to happen when Washington offers two firsts?
Yeah.
Well, I have an alternative. If I said that word right, I'll go get Max Crosby.
Yeah.
That'd be great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll get Max Crosby, and I can give up less.
Okay. Max Crosby, they're going to need, thank you for the call, Israel. They're going to need somebody. If they're going to lose Josh Sweat and Milton Williams, they're going to need somebody.
Yep.
You know, they're going to need somebody to pressure the quarterback on the edge there.
If I'm Vegas, Max Crosby might be their best player outside of the Bowers kid they just drafted.
Is Max Crosby's got to be about 30, right?
Is he that old? I thought he was 20. Is he? I thought he was 27, 28.
Oh, well then. They should go 27. There you go.
He is 27.
There you go.
Pete Carroll probably would not want to get rid of Max Crosby.
Yeah, he's the best player.
Well, then why is the rumor that does he?
Because he put out a tweet that had an eagle.
Oh.
And people think Vegas, you know, they're going to get rid of everyone and no one wants to be there.
Do you see that picture of Chip Kelly I sent you guys?
Yeah.
He doesn't look great.
No. Nah.
Chip.
No. Chip looks like pudding.
Yeah, it looks like the guy that ate Chip Kelly. No offense.
Yeah, none. No offense.
You think you might take offense to that?
He's smart enough not to listen to any talk radio.
I was Philadelphia and we fight.
I saw the picture of him on Twitter. I was like, that must be Photoshopped. So I went to the Raiders website and I said, oh my God, no.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, you should Google it. Google the picture of Chip Kelly. It's not looking great.
Did
it's not
look
looking
like
great.
That here.
No. The text line, maybe he ate all those pies that Angelo delivered
remember
him.
That?
Yes, I Finally. Remember it well. Yeah.
That might have been the most shameful thing Angelo did.
Oh, yes, yes.
In his latter days.
Yeah. Come on, this would be a good idea, Ang. Was that? I don't think that was previous to me. That was not I was not program director while Chip was here.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
French fries again? Just go ahead and eat me already. The cow on Spike's tattoo.
Wow. I know where that was going. Okay.
No, cow. I'm going to give you a break. Not me. Somebody else.
He does have a tattoo of a cow on his chest.
I do.
Yeah, did Morgenstern cut that video yet? I mean, I want to talk about doing numbers.
Do you know how that happened? So there's a tattoo artist I like. He'd done a different one of my dog, Omi. He's from Montreal, and he was in New York. And I was like, hey, I want you to do something. He's like, what do you want? And I was like, something about being vegan. And I showed up, and at the cow head, I said, don't eat me. I was like, let's go. You only live once.
Why do you have a poop bag with you?
Oh, dude, you have to know this as a dog owner. Every pair of pants and every jacket you have, and then when you go into the dryer to get the clothes out of the dryer, it's like, four poop bags. Thank God those didn't melt in the dryer. Everyone who walks their
Somebody
dog
has done that.
Yeah, has poop I've bags. Done it. That's why I couldn't understand why you were
I'm
laughing at me.
I'm like, why do you got that poop bag?
Yep. Well, the worst thing, you don't want to be on a walk without a poop
bag.
That's
true.
Yep.
That's true.
What's next?
There's no tradition quite like Elliot telling a former NFL player about what actually happens on the field. Mark and Motko.
I was proud of you both.
Yeah,
it was actually him that wouldn't let it go.
Yeah, I didn't even know where else to go with him on it. I was like, you know what? I got nothing else, man.
He's the only person that can argue with you when you guys agree on the thing.
Exactly.
What's he?
That's why. That's what got me. I'm like, dude, I'm really kind of agreeing with you.
Yes.
But he has to be right his way.
His way. That's a good way that you put it. What's next?
I had the exclusive of being at the press conference that was aired everywhere. Elliot and Indy.
That was
he did
good.
Say it like three times.
Three times. Didn't even think about airing it, Elliot. It's only the head coach and the general manager. The general manager talks three times a year.
Yeah.
And we're not airing it.
Here's what Nick Sirianni said. I was there. You don't really need to be there anymore.
Was he doing the 11 o'clock news?
Yeah. What's next?
Ike reading a promo. Hey, there's a big NBA game tonight, listeners of the Delaware Valley. The NBA is playing games right now? Huh. Alex in Lancaster.
That's, yeah.
That is very true.
That's valid, yeah. Yep. That's valid.
What's next?
It's not really a push, though. Elliot's commenting on a play that has the word push in it.
That's another great
it's
point.
It's not really a push.
Him and OG. The science, this guy I saw on ESPN, the science said there's actually no pushing involved.
Yeah.
We literally are watching people push him.
I watched the guy get pushed over the line.
Also, if there's no pushing, why would they be fighting so hard to keep it?
Yes. What's next?
Spike's top five list of Sixers-related people he's willing to criticize. One, Tyrese Maxey. End of list. Tim in Newark.
I just criticized Paul George.
You do hate Tyrese Maxey, though.
I don't hate Tyrese Maxey. I just don't think he can be the best player on a championship team.
But you're arguing with Elliot leads you to hate Tyrese Maxey.
Well, I actually hate Elliot. If you heard that segment, it was about Elliot, not Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey was the collateral damage.
Yeah, collateral damage there.
What's next?
Listen, great show today, fellas. Yeah, boy. Next time you talk movies, let me know. I also love me some dark comedies. Like Grace knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
Dark chocolate.
Oh, that's a good one. So, of course, because it is a Tuesday and there's no Phillies game or anything or NFL game, Fritz at 6 is next, right?
Yep. Teeks got it.
Wait, Teeks is hosting Fritz
Teeks
at 6?
Yeah, Teeks got it, right? Jeez.
God, this guy.
Wow, what is going on here?
Last night, he calls Al to come in early. Yeah. You know, Ashley had to do a four-hour show.
Yeah.
I don't do four nights a week.
This is what I mean, Spike. They wonder why I'm hard on these younger guys around here, because this is what happens.
That's why his name is always be third.
I don't do four nights a week.
Yeah. Well, Tom Kelly is next, who is committed to the grind.
Who's a worker bee.
Yes.
Doesn't run from the grind.
Mm-mm.
All right, Tom Kelly's next. We will talk to you tomorrow as we don't run from the grind. Thank you so much for listening.